So pleased to have with us the historian of the town of Avon, a woman who knows more than you will ever want to know about the history of this town, Jeanette Clancy. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm delighted.
What's our official date for the founding of Avon? 1840?
The first settlers came in 1863.
1863.
Right.
And they found this lake over here, which they called Spunk Lake.
It was called Spunk Lake, but there, you know, there are three Spunks, and then the Spunk Creek besides. So I don't know why it was called. Maybe there was lots. Well, I know that there was lots more marshy country in between. It was basically one huge lake when they came, as I imagine.
Spunk is dried wood that was used as tinder to start fires. And for some reason,
right,
Upper Spunk Lake is to the south, and Lower Spunk Lake is to the north.
And the water flows in the direction that it's opposite of what you'd call it. Normally, you'd say lower to middle to upper Spunk. That should be the way the water flows. But it's the opposite here. It flows from upper to middle to lower.
Now, I don't mean to correct you, Jeanette, but I do have in my notes that the Keppers brothers came here from Germany in 1858. We can argue about this.
Well, I'm the one.
Huh?
That's true.
Well,
it's
that is true.
The Keppers family lived in St. Joe.
Right.
And the sons came over to examine the bush around here.
Right.
And it was called the Bush.
Right.
And nobody
it was very wooded
settled
back then.
That's right.
Yeah.
And nobody settled. The Keppers did not settle until 1863.
What, they built tents or what? They just slept on the ground?
They slept in St. Joe.
Oh, they slept in St. Joe.
They walked. Well, they must have done more than, they walked.
They walked.
They walked. They didn't have
so
horses.
So they were just considered tourists then.
Well, I suppose so. That's
okay.
That's good.
All right, the Keppers. But there's still Keppers around, right?
Yes, there are. And, there are lots of descendants. My neighbor, Lee Schmidt, is a descendant of the Keppers, and he's also a descendant of Frank Schmidt, who used to own this town.
Own the town?
It was a one-man town.
Schmidtstown.
You could say that. Frank Schmidt. Frank Schmidt, the editor of the St. Cloud Times, said if there was ever a one-man town, Avon was the town and Frank Schmidt was the man.
And yet it was named Avon because James J. Hill, when he put his railroad through here in 1873, he wanted the towns on the road to have proper English names, including
right,
some with English spellings, like Sauk Center, spelled C-E-N-T-R-E-R-E.
Yes.
Unlike the way Americans would spell it.
And Sauk Center was first settled by Yankees. It was one of the going cities. They had a high school. It was one of the first high schools in the whole state of Minnesota at Sauk Center.
Yes, well, it didn't last long, did it? Then we were overwhelmed by all these people who came over from
Germany.
From Rhineland, yes. How did they come here? Was that Father Pierce?
It was. Father Francis Xavier Pierce enticed them to come over here by telling them stories about the climate that really weren't true.
They were brought here on the basis of false information.
Well, you might say that.
One-way tickets.
I'm sure he didn't mean to lie.
Oh,
he was
sure.
He was a...
Oh, come on.
He was a missionary to the Indians.
Nonetheless, he has a basic responsibility to tell the truth.
Right. Well, he brought them over here. It's his fault.
I mean, what stories did he tell the Indians? You just have to wonder. That raises enormous questions that we don't have time to resolve here.
Okay.
You've written a history of Avon. It's about 2 inches thick.
Yes.
And it tells everything that a person would ever want to know.
And more.
And you're still learning stuff.
I am.
You are.
I'm always learning.
Jeanette,
thank you.
The historian of the town of Avon, Jeanette Clancy.